I'm joined by yet another of the students who are with us here in the studio for the Four P's project. I'm joined by Libby. Very good morning, Libby.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Another great smiley face. That's funny. You can hear the smile in her voice, I'm sure. All the listeners can hear the smile in your voice, Libby. So just introduce yourself a bit, like where you go to school, how old you are and where you live.
Well, I'm Libby. I'm 12 and I'm home educated.
Okay.
I live in Newport and, yeah, just...
Okay. Have you always been home educated, Libby?
Or? No, only the past 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Without going into too much detail on that, how do you find that? I mean, does it work for you very well?
Yeah.
Really?
I really enjoy it. It makes me a lot happier than I was at school.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you get the same kind of subjects and so on,
yeah,
and the same curriculum, but just in a home-based setting?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So. And do you have many friends who are home-based education?
A lot. To be like quite honest, a lot of people always say, oh, do you get the same socialisation from it? And I have more friends than I did at school.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because I think a lot of people listening who are not familiar with home education would probably make that exact point, which you've preempted very cleverly there by saying that the social aspect is not an issue for you.
Yeah, definitely.
That's interesting. So are you an islander? Were you born and bred here, Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And go on, I'm going to throw one at you here. What's the best thing and the worst thing about the island for you personally?
Well, I think the best thing is the beaches.
Okay, good, yes.
Yeah. Having
at this time of year, perhaps, rather than December,
yeah.
But
you still go for walks on the beach.
Absolutely right.
It's just having a 10-minute drive to the beach.
Sure.
We're
so lucky, and there's so many beautiful. What's your favourite beach?
Compton.
Oh yeah, got to go with that. I agree with you.
Lovely.
You're not a surfer by any chance, are you?
No.
All right, but Compton is just so beautiful,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's lovely.
Fabulous. And what about the worst thing about the island? Anything?
Ferry prices.
Yeah. Gosh, you are old before your years, young lady. You really are, because you've hit the two great things, the best thing and the worst thing. I'm sure there are thousands of people out there going, yep, Libby's right on both of those. You're absolutely right. Ferry prices. So you are very aware of, how it is to be an island and how that affects us.
Yeah, definitely.
And do you think that there is a chance in the future that the island may take control as opposed to being a commercial ferry business? Or?
I'm not sure.
Well, how do you feel about fixed link instead? I mean, what's that? How does that settle with you?
I think we'll be a lot busier on the island if we had a fixed link, because it's just you can always go through. But I also think it's a lot easier for the islanders, especially, to be able to get off the island for cheaper. It's just because it is. So
do you feel that having a fixed link, whether it would be a bridge or a tunnel or whatever it might be, if it were to happen, do you think it would compromise in a way the feel, the atmosphere of being an island at all?
Or? I think so. I feel like we will be a bit more like the mainland. See, like, the island's quite, I don't know, it's quite, it's like a big family.
It
just is. So, I feel like if we go into the mainland, it's so busy and everything's so different that it might just be like... okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you put that very, very well. I mean, do you think that we might... I don't quite know how to put it. You put it better than me. I mean, do you think that we'd lose that magic that is part of being the island?
Yeah, I think so. And I feel like festivals, like Festival and Festival, they will get a lot busier.
Yes.
Because, yeah, they're busy anyway, but you add on the extra amount of people because it's so much cheaper to get onto the island.
Do you think, though, that, I mean, talking to festivals, another very, very well-made point there, Libby, but the fact that the people coming from what I call the North Island, the mainland, who come over for the Isle of Wight Festival or Festival in particular, although there are many others, of course, we have such a great range of festivals on the island, but they're actually travelling to an island is part of their experience in a way, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. I feel like you can... get on a boat and it goes like you go onto the mainland and go, oh, you've come from the Isle of Wight, and it's like an hour drive and a boat journey. It's not the best, like,
no right, but it does make it special, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And I just wonder how special we'd be if we had a fixed link, but interesting. All right, just coming back to you, Libby, if I may, for a moment, what are your hopes and dreams personally for the future?
Well, I want to be a riding instructor, riding instructor.
Excellent.
When I'm older. And own many horses.
Do you have your own horse and pony now?
No, but I go to riding schools.
Okay. And you have done, I guess, since you were very little, perhaps?
No.
Oh, is it a recent thing?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Only, well, not really recent, about 3 years. So,
I mean, is it something that you'd like to do, to go to the Olympics as a dressage or eventing?
I don't think so as much Olympics or competing. Hmm. Just the enjoyment that I get out of riding horses. I feel like it's just nice to spend time with them. It makes me happy.
Fantastic. So, that's wonderful. Well, I can sense, as I'm sure our listeners can, the smile and the happiness in your voice. It's a lovely, lovely occasion to meet you. And thank you so much for coming in, Libby.
Thank you very much.
And I could chat to you much more, and I'm sure we'll get the opportunity. But enjoy the four-piece course here at Vectis Radio, and thanks for chatting to me. And we're going to go...